Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. You know, when you analyze the situation, and I've never heard it analyzed before by any advocates for the disabled, the way we're going to put it tonight. But when you analyze it, it's pretty evident that the politicians have abandoned the disabled community. Now, we have so many proofs of that. And I think one of the biggest proofs is the lack of accessibility for people who need a device to move around, or a wheelchair, or walker, what have you. The lack of accessibility definitely shows abandonment. You know, that they have abandoned us, that they don't care about us. Because people who are disabled, we all have to pay taxes. We all have to pay our way, even though we don't have the same accessibility and privileges and equality that other people have. We still have to pay for it. See, that's the bad part about all this, especially in a capitalistic society. You know, you pay for something and you get it. If you don't get it, you're not going to pay for it. I mean, just try that out on somebody. See how far you get. You know, unless they want to donate it to you, but I'm talking about paying. You know? So, accessibility, one of the biggest ways that the politicians have abandoned us. And you know the expression, abandoned to the wolves? Well, let me tell you something. If they abandoned us to the wolves, we'd have more of a chance of getting our freedom, because the wolves would be easier to deal with than the system. So, yeah, accessibility, and especially have we seen that recently with this nursing home horror, you know, where the governor here in New York and several other governors, let's not leave them out, would not release disabled people from the nursing homes. Okay. Now they people told me, going back months and months, people said, "Oh, you're crazy. We can't do that," because I proposed here on Inner Sight that they set up a system where the workers would be tested before they went into work. You know, and I don't know when they started doing that, but they finally picked up on it. And then I also said, and you know, it sounds crazy, but you know, we're dealing with people's lives, and the people in the nursing homes are more vulnerable than people on the outside. I also said that workers should not be allowed, they should set up a system where the workers were not allowed to leave the premise after work, you know. And they said, "Oh, that's crazy, that's kidnapping." It's not kidnapping. That's an emergency measure. This whole thing was supposed to be an emergency, you know. How come it wasn't enough of an emergency to release people from these nursing homes and to allow the workers to leave, pick up the germs, and come back? It never should have been. I don't give a damn what anybody says. You know, when it's an emergency and it's supposedly life and death, you got to take strict measures. They should have moved the family in to, you know, set up a trailer situation or something and moved the family in and said, you know, this is an emergency. You can't go out and come back in, and we have to protect these people. Either that or get the people out. Put them in their own apartment. Now, that would have been the better of the two, but they didn't do either one. So, getting back to what I was talking about, I get off on this thing because these nursing homes are just absolutely outrageous stability. Now, people in the nursing homes are on these different asinine programs that don't work. They're horrible. They're controlled by the state. And the reason that people can't get out when they're on, and one of the biggest reasons is because they can't just go and look. Most people can't just go and look for an apartment. They have to find a certain kind of apartment, you know, an accessible apartment. Now, why have the politicians abandoned us to this degree? You know, why haven't they made sure that every place is accessible? You know, people need jobs these days. What a way to create jobs. Make it so that every place is accessible. That doesn't mean you got to go tear down the walls or make a big hole or whatever. No. There's ways to do these things where you wouldn't even know it until here comes a person with a wheelchair and boom, the ramp comes out. Or the steps are modified or whatever it is. Have people working. The government and the agencies could split the cost, as they should, because they should have made it accessible when they made it, and they didn't. They owe us. So there you have the answer, folks. Accessibility should be for everyone. You expect people to work and pay taxes? Well, how are we supposed to do that if millions of us can't even get into a place? And then when you get in, if you're visually impaired or hearing impaired or you don't have the use of your arms, limbs, fingers, so on and so forth, how are you supposed to perform the task that's going to enable you to pay taxes? So accessibility and the way to get it. And this is what I'm going to tell my congressman when I set up this, I want to set up a meeting. Hopefully he'll meet with me. If he doesn't, that's a whole nother show. Enforcement is the key word. You've got to have strict enforcement. You cannot have accessibility in this country without enforcement. Because it will never happen. People will find excuses. People will claim hardship. You know, people will find this reason, that reason. They'll delay it in court for years and years and years. And it's the same old stuff. You've got to have enforcement. People don't sit around and able-bodied people don't sit around and say, how am I going to get in tomorrow? How am I going to get into that place where I'm going and so forth?
That's the truth.
Because there's enforcement. They don't have to do that. See? And that's how it should be for everyone. We should have the enforcement to know that the place is going to be accessible. But the politicians have abandoned us.
Yeah.
They don't give a damn about us. If they did, they would make sure places are accessible. So there's the key. It's enforcement on the accessibility. You cannot have accessibility without enforcement. I'll never forget the business at the Independent Living. They invited me to a meeting of barrier busters.
I remember this. Continue.
Yeah, barrier busters. So, well, I said, well, how do you bust the barrier? Oh, we tell people that you're not supposed to do this. That you have an establishment, and people can't get in with wheelchairs. I said, yeah. I said, I understand that, but how do you bust the barrier? we tell them. We tell them. I said, yeah, but how do you bust the barrier? You see, they had no answer because there's no enforcement and they have no freaking authority. They don't bust
the barrier.
They tell
authority.
People about the barrier. There's a big difference, you know.
Yes, there is.
There's a big difference
I would love to have that with authority. That'd be fun.
There's a big difference in listening to La Boheme and singing in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Big difference. World of difference.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
All right. So I wouldn't give you 2 cents for barrier busters because it doesn't mean anything. And the state allows it to happen. The state stops people from being real barrier busters. You know? From having enforcement behind it. Now you're a real barrier buster. If you don't fix this damn problem within 30 days, your ass is going to jail.
There you go.
Yeah, that's enforcement.
Enforcement. Yes, that is.
That's what we need.
Yes, we do.
And the government and the agencies should pay for it.
Yeah. And they could get that by raising funds, you know?
Yeah, you know why a lot of people don't want to make things accessible? Because they don't want to pay for it.
That's it. But why can't they raise the funds? That's right. Why can't they raise the funds? This is what I don't understand.
They shouldn't have to pay for it. The government made it. The government set up the rules and all that stuff. And the agency should have an accessibility fund. And that's how it should work.
Right. Well, and they have ways in which you can raise money through your 501c3. Why aren't they using it? That's what I like to know.
Yeah,
and why is the government preventing that?
I'll tell you why. Because their mission statement hasn't been changed in 100 years.
In 100 years.
They got to change that damn thing.
You're right, though.
That's what it is. They don't want to change it. They don't want to change it. They're afraid of the state. They're afraid to make a move. They're afraid of this, afraid of that.
Yeah.
You know? It's unbelievable.
Right.
And I'll tell you, when we come back, I'll tell you a little story. But this is Inner Sight around the world and brought to you by the Big East Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Greatest dog on the planet. All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we remind you about our good friend Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. And he always thanks me for putting his ad on the show anytime. All right. Kennedy Realty. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. With Gary, 631-484-3085. If you have trouble picking the food up, let him know. He's been known to bring it over to your home. All right, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and when he can do it, medical help for the animal. Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, Corey, Avante, Ollie, and little Tommy and all the others, we remember them every night, and we remind people, go an extra mile for a child, all right? Inner Sight, remind you. All right, let's see, what else? Around the world, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, and the Touro Law Center, some of the establishments that have helped us in the past, and we hope to call upon them again soon in the future. And maybe they'll come back. Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, Able News. How about the Able News?
Yes, I could bring that about. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has where you can register free online to get one of their newspapers. So visit ablenews.com and sign up fast.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, and don't forget to sign our petition.
Yes, yes.
The service dog petition and the nursing home change.org. We get any more names on that nursing home petition?
Nope.
You sent it out, didn't you?
We got more supporters. Yeah, I did.
So what was the reaction? People like it?
We got a few more supporters, but we didn't get people who signed it, people who wanted to send out money for it to reach more people. And, you know, and I'm hoping that that helps, but we need more than just that, too. We need people sharing it, too.
People who wanted to send money for what?
They sent money for it to be advertised, basically.
To promote it?
But I'm thinking
that helps.
Something's got to be, you know, missing, that we're not hitting our audience, or the audience is not taken aback by it for some reason. And I don't know, we got to have somebody look at, maybe Ira could look at it for us. Something's got to really hit the audience better than what we're writing.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the situation. I think it's people are afraid to sign things.
Yeah, they are. But maybe something Ira could think about would really help, like if I asked him or you asked him. You know, maybe he could just look at it. Because right now we're like, I don't know what else to write. We wrote everything.
What do we got, seven names on it?
Yeah, seven and holding.
Right. How much money did somebody put, $20, $25, 50, or what?
20 and 50, 52, I think. Let me look.
Oh, all right. When did that happen?
Let me look. Hold on, let me look. Let me see if it's 50 or something else. I might have looked at something different.
Maybe we
might
got
have been
more
the guide
names.
Dog one. No, it might have been the guide dog one. I don't know.
Oh,
let me look.
I don't know.
let me look. Hold on.
All right. The politicians have definitely abandoned us. And, you know, I do my advocate work on the subway, and I perform. And I'll
tell
you
something.
Sorry,
I have to leave that on.
I'll tell you what's going on is people want the president of the United States to include us in safety when it comes to the service dogs. You know, the reaction of people is pretty evident. And I think the president should get the message at some point. Whether or not he does it is a whole nother different situation. But, you know, politicians don't do much to help people who are disabled. All right, Inner Sight.
Seven
the
supporters.
Enforcement. What?
Seven supporters. And I'm going to go into the petition. And they're combining the signers and the supporters together. But I have to go into the petition and see if there's anything different.
Well, I'd like to know where they put the money. Was it on the service dog thing or the nursing home? Doesn't it tell you that?
I'm going to find out. Yeah, I'm going to find out right now. Yes, it does. I have to log in.
All right. That's one way that the politicians have abandoned us. No enforcement on accessibility, all right? And, of course, safety, as we just mentioned, is another way. Now, if a person has problems, let's say, with their eyes, right? And they go to a doctor, and the doctor doesn't want to, hypothetical situation, let's say the doctor doesn't want to service them, doesn't want to take care of their eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're in a situation, and let's say there's a thing going on where one doctor contacts other doctors and says, no, I don't, this person's undesirable. Don't take care of their eyes. Right? Now, becomes a safety risk, a safety factor, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, we have that going on with the service dog situation.
Yes, we do.
Where the schools refuse to service someone and there's no law. You see, with the situation I just described with the doctors, they could never get away with it because there's a law.
That's right.
You know, there's a medical law that everyone has the right to medical treatment in this country. We don't even have that. We don't have a law with the guide dog school. So the politicians have abandoned us. Those of us who need and use service dogs and apply for service dogs, they've abandoned us in that sense. They're leaving us unprotected. See? If I leave my dog home, my guide dog home, and go out with my stick, I'm not as protected as I would be if I had her.
Yeah.
Therefore, there should be a law. There should be regulations.
I agree.
That say, you know, that the person, it must be proven that this person shouldn't have a guide dog. So the politicians, and we've been to them, by the way, on this, abandon us. In that sense, no protection, no of our safety. Now, what were we going to say?
I said that's very true. I feel entirely, when I was holding on to, there was a guide dog at Helen Keller, and it was a reject from the program, but was very well trained. I would have taken that dog and trained it. I really would have. But it belongs to their school, but I would have done it. I would have took the patience and everything. He's just a little, has a spring on his step, you know, meaning he's a little bubbly as a
you don't know
puppy.
The dog. Wait a minute. So back up. You don't know the dog.
I walked around with the dog, you know.
Well, that,
I did a little, you know.
That's fine, but it takes the dog 3 days to get used to a new situation.
Of course. And it
but,
was kind of cute
why did they?
He liked me.
Why did they say the dog was rejected?
They said that he didn't focus too well. Focus.
Focus?
Yeah, I said, he seems like a really good dog. Why did they say, here's what I, how I said it. He seems like a really good dog and he wants to, you know, help the person who's blind. Why did they reject them? She said, oh, he had a little bit of problem focusing, but that's when he was a little bit more of a puppy. I said, well, why don't they just put him back into the training program again and see if he would, you know, be a good match? Oh, we took him in as a dog to calm people's nerves down here as we were, you know, training them and helping them, you know, because they were going to just give it to a person, you know, that doesn't have any visual difficulty. So we thought we'd take them and you know, train them here and use them here.
Well, I don't know. Something is missing on this story.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what it is.
That's what I wanted to know.
But anyway.
You know.
No protection for those in need of service dogs. And then, of course,
no,
you train the dog on your own. They take away your medical. Politicians have abandoned us on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, in every way, they have abandoned us. You know, because
you know
we're
what
not,
I'd like to do?
We're not equal.
You know what I would like to do, Frank? I would like to see that the government say to the Animal Medical Center, whoa, you have a lot of money there. Start giving the people who have not, you know, even, you know, the service dog and as well as the guide dog, start giving them the ability to use your center. That's what I'd like to see. You know,
yeah,
that's
a lot of things
we'd
like
is.
To see.
Yeah, I know, no. But that's something that's big. You know, you need that. People need that.
All right, InterSight and the two big ways we discussed, the politicians' accessibility abandonment and safety abandonment when it comes to the service dogs. So those are two big ways right there, and I'm sure that there are many, many other ways that they have abandoned us. The construction of the ADA is a way that they have abandoned us. Because it doesn't give us any protection. You know, there's no real teeth in it. To quote my friend Olga Murray, who brought that up yesterday when I talked to her, there's no teeth in the ADA. And she's a lawyer, so she used that expression. So what good, why did the politicians allow a law or a set of rules, whatever you want to call it, to be passed into law without giving disabled people a total equality? You know, what kind of a system does that? You know, the politicians allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
They knew. They know that the damn thing doesn't do anything for us. And yet they allowed it to pass.
Yeah, they did.
Because, so I'll tell you why, too. I wasn't even there, but I'll guess why. Because some damn agencies told them to do it. Oh, this is good enough for the disabled.
Or,
you know,
here's another thing that I think happens. Oh, you know, we could give you such and such towards your campaign, blah, 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 blah. And then everything just shut down on that. Because that's usually
I don't know. I don't know if they're
happy about that.
If they're allowed to contribute to campaigns.
Why not?
They're not allowed to be political on these agencies. But, you know, but who knows? But
that's
the main reason was that they told the Congress or testified or whatever it was, you know, that disabled people have to fight for themselves. Sure we do. But give us a damn-ass law to fight with.
That's right.
I'm not against fighting for myself. Millions of us aren't. But what do we fight with?
That's right.
A half-ass law that doesn't even let you on an accessoride and nothing happens? or you're denied a guide dog and you can't even get a hearing, or you're stuck in a nursing home and they take all your money and your apartment. What the hell does the ADA do about that?
Nothing.
When I asked a lawyer, a civil rights lawyer, about that, he says, "Oh, the ADA only deals with public accommodation."
He's right.
Isn't a nursing home a public accommodation?
Yeah, it is.
To me, it is. People can go visit.
To me, it is.
People go in. People who go in are part of the public, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, the whole thing is phonied up with a bunch of garbage. All right, Inside 213-816-1650. You want to call in and what's your opinion? How do you think the politicians have abandoned us? All right, anybody on the line? Inside.
No, hold on, hold on. All right, give me
Thursday
a
night.
Second. I'll... Yeah, Thursday night.
Tomorrow
and
night
tomorrow, Follies. Yeah, I love
right.
the Follies. I really do. Hold on, I'm looking.
So who we got on the line? Anybody?
Hold on, Frank. I'm getting to it. I'm only on one device tonight, so give me a sec.
All right, television, 7:30 we were on. Channel 20, Altis, island-wide. So maybe you caught the show.
Okay.
I don't know. But
we have Maureen.
Oh, all right.
Maureen.
Well, let's get Maureen on the program. Rona from Queens, one of our regular callers.
Yep, here she comes.
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you?
Doing?
I'm all right now. I'm just, if this thing doesn't end soon, I'm going to go berserk, really. I'm truly going to go berserk.
I think I already am there.
Yeah, I think I am too, to tell you the truth. It's just gotten to be, did you hear the latest from the guy in Albany?
How lovely. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was in the Washington Post today that he, at the beginning of the pandemic, he pushed his family ahead to get the testing, and then when the vaccines came out, he pushed them ahead to get the vaccines ahead of everyone.
That's nothing, no.
No.
Oh,
no, I'm not surprised. Really not surprised,
at
all,
no.
You know?
Yeah.
And for someone who didn't want the vaccines, remember, because Trump had gotten them and he didn't want New Yorkers to have them and he was going to test them with his other little cronies first. He wasn't going to give them to New Yorkers. Then he goes and gets them quick, you know?
Himself, yeah.
I can't take hypocrisy anymore. I can't take it. I just can't.
So he took the vaccine too, Cuomo?
Yeah, he and his family got ahead of, you know, they were first, or I don't know, but they got,
well, you know,
maybe
that explains why his brain went crazy from the damn vaccine. Who the hell knows?
No, it was crazy long before the vaccine. It was crazy long before the vaccine.
Well, it made him worse. made him worse.
But they just got to get this moving along with the, today I finally heard the count. It's 545,000 or so. I haven't heard that in a long time. Today it was finally on.
The data was on?
Radio.
Wow.
I heard it later in the day, but I haven't been hearing that, so I don't know where it was on. It was from the Johns Hopkins, I think.
Yeah, it was. All right.
And it hasn't gone up very much because it was 500, and there for a while it was going up like tens of thousands every day, you know?
So, yeah, it was.
Yeah. And then I thought I was going to take a nap because I was listening to the president.
he's not a speaker. He really isn't.
Oh.
People were reminding him, oh, my God, it scared the heck out of me. I thought he was going to collapse. On the stage,
I thought, let me give him a shot because, you know, I only hear little clips. I thought, let me see what he's really like. It was just pathetic. He's an empty suit. He is. He's just an empty suit there. The whole thing was just pathetic.
You know, he had people really helping him along.
Right.
Well, he has to because
everybody
he's severely disabled, I feel. He really is.
So, Maureen,
yes.
You give us...
Yes, right.
You heard his whole speech?
Oh, no, I had to get rid of some toys. I couldn't take it anymore. I heard a good
deal.
Yeah,
so
how long did you listen to him? How long did you listen to him?
Maybe 40 minutes. Then I had other things
okay.
to do.
Give us a report from whatever you can remember. What are you talking about?
Well, they asked him questions about the border, which, of course, you know, he's going to have Kamala Mala do that. And it was blaming Trump for
Kamala
the border,
Mala.
Of course.
He's so bad.
I'm sorry.
Kamala Mala.
Wait a minute. Let
Kamala
Maureen talk. Let her finish. Go ahead, Maureen.
And then one reporter had the nerve to ask him, is he going to run in 2024? I thought he would barely make this today, let alone run again in 4 years. So I just kept going around in circles. Some people say, I only heard it on the radio. Some people say it looked like he was reading some of his answers. And, it just was mostly the immigrants and how they're letting them in and all that. And I couldn't listen to a lot of it then.
So it was like a news
conference.
I couldn't
even remember the reporters' names. He couldn't even remember them. And so
it was like a news conference, right?
Yeah, and they say, why did he happen to have it in the afternoon? Because most have it at night, but of course, that's obvious. A lot of people wouldn't have been listening to him. Really sad.
Did he say anything at all about the nursing homes?
No, nobody brings up the nursing homes. They're a non-entity just like the disabled. It was...
That's right.
What was the one thing that was asked? I just went to say it and now it slipped my mind. How he got the vaccines, you know, in this certain amount of days. He got them. I actually had somebody last night tell me, Trump did nothing for the virus. We wouldn't even have the vaccines and all if it were... Hello, Trump's the one who got the vaccine.
Yeah, exactly. I give him
and
that.
who went first for all of them? The Democrats. All the Democrat people I know went for the vaccines right away. But to actually say that, we'd still have, because he did nothing for. So,
did
yeah,
he
it was
say
about
anything about
vaccines.
The stimulus?
He said millions have gone out so far and more are still to come. Because I haven't gotten mine yet.
Neither have I.
No, I haven't gotten mine, but I do know some people who have. So he said some have gone out for that, and some will be still going out. And I was just sort of half listening at times. I really couldn't take it anymore. It was so pathetic. There were blank spaces when people asked him stuff. There was pausing and... You know, I mean, it was like, really, it was very sad and pathetic to think this is what's running our country, you know? Oh, they asked him about the missiles, and, North Korea sent a couple of missiles.
Yeah,
so,
they were.
Sometimes he didn't actually answer the question either. He did mumbo-jumbo, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's just very sad. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
then
sound
they,
like
they
much
cut
of
it
a
off
president
to
me.
No, he really isn't. I mean, he really isn't. He is just, they asked him about the voting thing too, you know, how they want to do the voting by mail thing. Next election, I am going to the ballot myself because I'm going to make sure
yeah, we are.
Who I vote for goes
yeah.
in.
Right through.
And we get the right
exactly.
person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To
do you think,
you know,
Maureen,
really,
you listen to him. Do you think that the president has abandoned the disabled?
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't ever mention the disabled. Nobody mentions the disabled. Nobody mentions the nursing home people. You know, they're taking too much care on these illegal people coming in. If they took as much time on disabled people with all kinds of disabilities and nursing home, that $86 million could have bought how many people in the nursing home out? You could have bought quite a few people
That's
out
right.
instead of giving it our money away to these. Not only are they getting money when they come here, but we're giving them money in their countries as well.
Yeah.
And yeah. Nobody asked him, not one reporter asked him, this would have been my first question, why in the middle of a pandemic are we letting people in anyway? And people who have the button, why are we, and then we're told that we have to wear masks, we have to stand 6 feet apart, we can't go visit our loved one, blah, blah, blah. But we're letting people in? This is crazy. But not one reporter asked him that. Not one.
They probably were told not to.
Excuse me. I was choking today. Suzanne knows that story, so my throat's
yeah.
a little sore tonight.
Is it better?
No, it's just, yeah, I got it up. I think it was, I was eating a hot dog and a roll, and I think it was the roll, actually. I think it didn't go down, so I guess I had to wait till it, I don't know, got soft and went down, but I am better tonight.
Oh, good.
It was like
the
same thing last year with the tuna fish sandwich. Sorry, Frank?
No,
pollen,
she had a reaction.
Pollen.
No, I was eating. It's like what I had last year with the tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah. Maybe you're allergic to tuna. And you had tuna? Or no?
No, this was a hot dog.
Oh. Maybe it's the sulfite.
I just didn't chew it good, too. It didn't chew it good. I have to get to the dentist. My teeth are not that good. I have to chew better, and I have to eat a little slower. I don't know why I rush sometimes. And it just didn't
Don't worry,
go down,
I did too. Now I can't rush for nothing.
No, no. So it's better now, but now my throat hurts a little bit. It's a little scratchy now.
Yeah.
Because I tried to get it up so much and stuff was coming out. Well, I don't want to say on the air. It was just, I finally got it. I think I'm more right now. I don't seem to have it anymore, so that's good. So it's definitely more careful.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in a sight, and don't forget, we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Maureen, anything else? We're going to do the rest of the show.
No, I just do hope that, you know, they find it in their hearts to find some way to let loved ones visit their loved ones, because I can't bear to hear my mom pleading anymore. I want to get out. When can you come? Are you coming today? Can you come? I can't hear this anymore. They it said on some website, oh, unless there, you know, an outbreak. Well, I don't think four people out of 250 residents and whatever is an outbreak to me. You know, an outbreak would be quite a lot of people, I would think, you know? They have to just set aside somewhere.
Don't count on the state, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's unfortunately, that's who this is. We have to wait till Cuomo and Zucker, that other horror, till they make the decision. We're
Cuomo,
stuck with
Cuomo
Zucker.
And Yucky.
Yucky.
I mean, it's really
that's
sad.
Tomorrow
how
Night's
like
Follies. Cuomo and Yucky.
It's really just very sad. They got to do something, really. People have to, you know, be allowed to see their loved ones before it's too late. We're dealing with elderly people, you know? If my mom had 30, 40 years left,
you know, all this
bad
stress,
enough,
all this stress on the people who are not being visited is not good.
That's right. No, of course not.
Very
That's
bad.
What one thing said, the stress. How many people have died of stress, I wonder? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Both.
How many
I want to know.
Quite a few.
And I mean, I'm getting stressed. I really am getting stressed over this. I wake up every day. I really hate getting up anymore because it's the same gosh darn garbage every day. I'm really stressed. I mean, it's just getting to be too much. Yeah, I haven't seen my mom in over a year except for those 9 tiny little visits. This will be the second Easter. It'll be, I hope it's not going to be, I hope they find some ways that I can get there for Mother's Day and her birthday. She's going to be 86. I have to see her soon. I mean,
well, all I'm going to say is I'm not going to see my mom anymore.
Yeah, I know. As I was saying it, I was thinking.
Yeah.
As I was saying it, I was thinking. I'm sorry. No, it's okay.
But I'm just saying that that's what's in my heart. That's what, you know, burns me up. That he has the goal to do what he did, and he could sleep every night. What happens if he didn't see his mother every day? What would he be doing?
Yeah, remember when he said he can go to bed and put his head on his pillow and know that he did the best job? He's doing the. He said that time. Remember?
Oh,
how dare
don't
he?
Let me, he don't have do that. That that's not the best job. That's not the best. Get the people freaking out of the nursing homes. That would be the best job.
Yeah,
and then make sure they have what they need.
He's just repulsive. He is just a repulsive person. I mean, if you're letting all these other things open, sports events, blah, 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 you have to do something for people that need.
Problem is we don't count a lot for him. Well, wouldn't it be nice if we never signed over the Social Security checks and we never signed over all of the things, all the pension checks to the nursing homes? Every single person in the nursing home right now did that. How would they feel?
I know. And it's not Medicare or Medicaid because they actually want them to open. It's him. I've been told by several people. It is him and Zucker, the Department of Health. They're the ones stalling.
Right.
They are the ones. I think he's just being vicious because I think he killed so many that now he wants it to look like, oh, he's Mr. Good Guy. He's not going to take any chances. That's my theory anyway. I don't know if it's so, but
I don't know. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because there would be no other way he's going out of the term looking really bad. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I hope they get him on something, and I hope it's the right thing because the nursing home issue should be first and foremost that they investigate. Then the other stuff.
I think if you want to investigate them, they should investigate both because, you know, both are horrid, really.
Yeah, but the other people have died. People have died. That has to be first and foremost.
My mom's died.
Then you do the other.
That is, and I knew it. I had a gut feeling. I said, Ma, please don't die. I was begging every time I prayed, Ma, please don't die. And every time I looked at her, every time I looked at her, every time I saw or heard what she said over the stupid, you know, what's it called? That stupid app. She looked worse every day. I'm like, Suzanne, just admit it. She's not last. She's really not going to last. And she didn't.
No, I know.
I know.
It's such a shame.
No, she wasn't going to.
It really is. It's disgusting what he's done, really, you know. And I have the politicians tell me they can't. Mm-hmm. They have written to him. They have put all kinds of calls through. They have done, but it's up to him. And he doesn't want to do it, obviously. I know. It's a shame you had to lose your mom and how many others had to die. And people are suffering with losses for what to him?
Yeah, I'm never going to. You know what's going to hit me the most, Mother's Day? That is really going to hit me the most.
Of course. Mm-hmm. But he'll be with his mom.
All right. In a sight, let's move on. Thank you, Maureen.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, Maureen.
Take care. Okay, sorry,
right,
Suzanne.
When you listen to these conversations and people, and these are people you're hearing, but you got to multiply that into the millions, you know, then you really realize that the politicians have abandoned the disabled. You know, to allow a person's money to be taken, their home, forced into a nursing home.
My mother was.
Yeah, there's the real abandonment. You know, there's the worst type of abandonment. To a bad, the non-accessibility and the non-protection of safety. But people in the nursing home that have to give up their money for services that most people don't even want.
Yeah, my mother wanted to be in a nursing home. Never.
That's the worst type of abandonment. In a site, 213-816-1650, and there are so many people who have been abandoned in the nursing homes that you know, it's going to take a miracle to really do something about it. And that's what we need. We need a miracle. Inner Sight is not afraid to do something about it. The other agencies cannot do anything about it. I mean, obviously, look where were they when this virus came about and all these people were abandoned by the politicians? The other agencies stood by, the ones that are administrating these programs, so-called, to help the people, stood by and didn't do a damn thing about it.
Here's what I'm waiting for. I'm not taking her off the list, Frank. I want to see how long it takes them to call me, all right, and see, you know, she's on the Open Doors program, right? I want to see if they even call me.
Well,
and
why
when
would
they call
you?
Me,
I mean, you know,
they won't. I want to see if they
even
call me. They
have no reason to call you.
Well, they might. They do.
Does the nursing home is the nursing home obligated to notify the program that the person deceased?
I don't know. I don't know
either.
So,
with the half-assed program, who knows anything?
Who knows? If they call me and say, we're ready for your mom, okay, go get her from the cemetery, is what I'm going to say. Really?
Well, and they're probably going to say, well, why didn't you call us?
Why? Because you took too damn long to begin with. That's what I'm going to say. She's in the cemetery.
You abandoned her.
You're
following in the footsteps of the politicians, abandoning the disabled.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night at the Funnies, we'll have some fun. Louie will be here, and maybe we'll tell you about Zucker.
Zucker. We'll call him Booker.
Zookie.
No, I got a better one, Hooker.
Hookie Zookie. Is Zucker a male or a female?
It's a male.
Oh. Well, the Commissioner of Health?
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder how healthy he is.
Well,
I got a good one. The Commissioner of Health is half dead. This is Commissioner Zucker. Please, just don't be too hard on me because I can't take it no more.
I bet you he is feeling that way. Who knows?
I got diabetes. I got high blood pressure.
That's
I got
right.
hardening of the arteries. I got softening
and it's
of,
all
the,
because
of the
governor.
Heart. I got everything.
Do you know what the governor did one time? When the governor came out talking about COVID, blah, 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 right after all those women started blaming him and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he pointed a lot of fingers at Zucker. He did.
Oh.
For the nursing home.
Wait, he said it was Zucker's fault?
Yeah, for the nursing home stuff. And all the...
It was Zucker's fault that he couldn't get no sex or what?
I don't know.
Woo! Zucker, you better look out. You don't go poof.
That's right. And get de-pictured.
Tomorrow night, the truth about Zucker.
There you go.
On Inner Sight.
He's a pimp. That's what it is. Sorry, I had to say that. He's the pimp, Frank.
Yeah.
He's the pimp for it.
He must be if he works for Cuomo.
That's right. He gets the girls.
I mean, Cuomo probably tells him what to do, you know.
That's right.
Tell them what to say.
Cuomo
what to
probably
do.
Doesn't like me right about now. I better watch out.
I don't care if he likes me or not. The last time I called Cuomo's office, they patched me into Zucker's office.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Commissioner of Health.
So wait a second. So what did you
say
to
talk to us. I don't want to talk to the commissioner's office. I want to talk to the governor, you know.
So what'd they say?
They said, the governor's not talking to anybody.
Oh, I guess. Here's what it is. You got pretty far, you know. I usually get to the dialing in service. How did you get that far?
Inner sight.
Yeah, I know. You
I
must
told
have
him, I said, tell Governor Andy to look me up in his library with his dad, Mario.
Yeah.
They must have told him, because the second time I called back, she said, the girl said, I told him, but I'm not allowed to talk to the governor. He didn't want
to
hear her.
She's not allowed to talk to the governor? Nope. Oh, my.
He didn't want to hear her. Because she must have
told
him, look up Perino with your dad. And I bet he did it.
Yeah.
He checked me out.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
And he's seen me, I guess, posting the stuff from the beginning, you know? And inner sight is inner sight, baby.
Well, that's all right. We'll go on. We'll keep letting people know.
I never was against people, Frank, okay? Meaning that wish anybody harm. I never was, okay? Because it comes back to bite you. It always has. You're not a judgment person. But now there's a situation here. You got where you're hurting everybody. You know, God will take care of that. That's all I have to say. You know, and
I don't wish him any harm.
I
just wish he would have a change of heart.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah. Me too.
Big difference.
Yes, me too.
All right, inner sight. And, tomorrow night, the funnies. Don't forget, we'll have some fun here. All right, have a little Jackie Gleason. Lauren Hardy. Lauren Hardy goes see Commissioner Zucker.
We're going to
go see Zucker.
Which
all right.
Comedian
thank you so much
Zucker?
For listening. Suzanne, co-host engineer, and all our listeners out there, don't forget to sign the petition and, fortify your immune system. Oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, milk thistle for the liver, another health tip.
Yeah.
Astragalus.
Yeah.
Dandelion tea. Get that dandelion tea. That's good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. I don't want to thank my dog, Charabelle.
Aww.
And everybody for listening to us. We're going to tell it like it is, world. Somebody's got to do it.
We do. That's right.
So stick within a sight. We'll make it happen one way or another. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.